the torium was packed. It was Friday night, the night of the big play. Miss Ladybug saves Spring. The show sped by, number by number. And before long, the play was almost over. Ellie and her cast mates had performed their roles perfectly. Now the red velvet curtain opened one last time for the big final. Flower dancers twirled around. Butterflies fluttered on tiptoe. Inchworms itched in time to the music. Dancing raindrops swung their legs up and down. Last to come on stage was Ellie, Miss Ladybug. She moved gracefully toward the front of the stage. The airy fabric of her sleeves fluttered behind her. There was something else behind her, too. A little red wagon. Miss Ladybug held its handle and pulled it along. Inside, munching on lettuce, were three gray bunnies, Floppy, Fluffy, and Frosty. From the audience came a great big aww. Ellie slowly pulled the wagon across the stage. The audience read the sign on the wagon side. Then Ellie carefully handed the wagon to someone off stage. The final continued, building until the whole cast was on stage. They lined up in a row. One by one, each cast member took a bow. The crowd got to its feet, clapping and cheering. As the lead, Ellie was the last to take her bow. The spotlight fell on her. She looked out into the audience. Everyone was there. She saw her mom and dad, Toby and Nana Gloria, cheering. Then Liz, Marion, and Amy waved at Ellie. Liz even whistled. Then, from down in the first row, a figure approached the stage. It was Miss Sullivan. She handed up to Ellie a huge bouquet of red roses. "Bravo, Ellie," she called out. Ellie felt on top of the world. This was her moment. She had dreamed about it, but in her dreams, she had only seen herself. The real moment was a million times better, and Ellie realized why. It was because her friends were there to share it with her.